This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Okay, welcome back in, everybody. Long Short McKnight here at Stivers Ford, where Price sells cars. Auburn basketball tonight from San Diego, California, taking on the College of Charleston. Our man Bill Cameron from over in the Auburn area with ESPN The Drive joining us here today. Bill, how are you today, sir?
Pretty good, guys. They didn't want to spring for me to go out to San Diego. I'm just here at the house.
I got you. What do you think? The College of Charleston, the draw that they've got, if they get past them, they've got Clemson or New Mexico State. What do you think about, first of all, what do you think about the draw for Auburn to maybe get to the round of 32?
I think, the draw to possibly get to Sweet 16 isn't bad. It's probably as good as it was for any four seed, including although I heard you guys talking too. Yeah, my bracket's pretty messed up. I had Arizona in the Final Four.
It's awful. That's awful.
So that's great. I didn't miss a ball game until Houston beat San Diego State. I was feeling, I was having one of those decent first days. That doesn't mean anything. But I was doing pretty well. Then along came Buffalo. I didn't even think about it. Why should I have picked against Auburn's new ADs? Former team.
That's exactly right, the Buffalo Bulls. Well, see, and now everybody, after the first day, everybody's starting to once again get gun-shy of upsets, and there's going to be a few, and people are looking at their brackets, or when they were choosing them, Bill, and they're thinking, Auburn stumbling down the stretch, a 4 versus 13. A lot of people are seeing an upset capability there from College of Charleston, especially since the upsets we've seen so far.
Well, if they don't shoot any better than they have been the last few ball games, they'll definitely go down. That's the thing. They've had a few days. They had a contact practice. Who knows what we're going to see? But Bryce Brown, Jared Harper, the last six ball games have really shot poorly. Bryce being the one exception in one game, and that being South Carolina. But other than that, those two have not shot well at all. If they can get some shots to fall, I think it's a good matchup against the College of Charleston because they're not an extremely large team. They're a more guard-oriented team, a more perimeter-type team. Now, what Auburn's going to have to do is they're going to have to get the game to their tempo because the College of Charleston wants to slow things down and take their time. Even though they score a lot of points, they're a team that likes to be deliberate and doesn't like as many possessions. Auburn likes it up-tempo, so that means they're going to have to rebound. But if they do that and they make some shots, I think it's not a bad matchup at all. And then, you hate to look ahead, but I think Clemson, New Mexico State, those teams wouldn't be a bad matchup either. So it's just one of the things, does the ball fall for them? Like look at Alabama last night. John Petty hadn't shot well on the road all year. And last night he was just lights out. So if you get a decent shooting performance, I think it's a great matchup.
Well, tempo is something I heard a lot about yesterday and in the games that I was watching.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of the commentators talking about the tempo, the flow of the game, and how important that is. And I just thought to myself, I haven't heard a lot that word a lot this season. But, boy, yesterday I heard it a ton.
Yeah, you did. And, you saw it. Alabama got the game to their tempo. A lot of teams did. I was not watching the Arizona-Buffalo game for a while, and then it was like, are you serious when I saw the score? But, yeah, teams that want to run, if you can slow them down, force them into half court. Auburn's not nearly as good if they are forced to just go into a half court set. They score better on the run. They shoot better. They shoot the three better on the run. The other thing that I noticed yesterday, and I was talking with Sonny Smith yesterday on the show. You usually see it, and we really did. I thought yesterday is the officials letting them play. It was more physical yesterday than I've seen college basketball all year long, but that's sort of what you expect in the postseason.
And that does not seem like that would bode well for Auburn. And you mentioned the tempo, Auburn wanting to get into a full court game, not as effective in the half court. I would also think Auburn without McLemore down low, if I'm a walk-it-up team like College of Charleston, I'm throwing it in the post over and over and over again. Does that make sense to you, Bill?
It does, but that's not what they do. I mean, they're just not a team that does that. They're 6'7". Their 6'7 scorer who averages 17 is more an outside guy. He's not really a take it to the paint. So that really may favor Auburn. The fact that they do let it be a little more physical, Barry, may not be bad for Auburn, because the problem has been Horace Spencer getting in foul trouble. And if they let them get away with some banging inside trying to get rebounds, that may be to Auburn's favor.
What do you think about the play of Mustafa Heron down the stretch? Consistency always had been a question to me, and especially last year. But right now, he looks like Auburn's most consistent scorer. What do you think about his level of play?
No, he really has. I think he stepped it up. But, and there's talk about, well, I'm sure he's going to test and see what the NBA says to him as well. But the one thing he still needs to improve on is consistency hitting the outside shot. But, no, he's Auburn's most the most consistent threat, because he'll take the ball to the hole, draw fouls, go to the free throw line. If Mustafa keeps playing the way he has, they'll need him to. But one of the other guys, either Jared or Bryce, need to step up and hit, 35% of their threes.
Bill Cameron, ESPN 106.7 The Drive. Here's what we are faced with our listenership over here. If Auburn gets upset today and Alabama moved, they're already in the round of 32. They've got Villanova. You know what people around here are going to say. This is a must win for Auburn, just so they can ensure that Alabama doesn't get into the tournament deeper than Auburn does. What do you think about Alabama's performance lately, winning three out of the last four after the five-game losing streak, in terms of the potential for longevity in this tournament for the Crimson Tide?
Well, I mean, they've got a huge challenge coming up next to Villanova. Jay Wright is one of the best coaches in all of college basketball, and some folks think this may be Villanova's best team. If they knock off Villanova, then who knows how far they can go. I mean, but it is a huge, huge challenge. It's the same type of challenge that Auburn's facing if they get to the Sweet 16, when you look at the top three seeds in the Midwest with Kansas, Duke, and Michigan State. I mean, that's just insane. So that's the kind of thing Alabama's facing. But, yeah, Auburn people will they definitely are looking at what Alabama's done, and also the SEC thus far. I mean, Kentucky's the team that's struggled the most thus far. But the SEC's off to a good start, and there's a little bit of pressure on, okay, you won the regular season championship, are you going to fold in the postseason?
Especially when you look at the SEC, they were undefeated yesterday, got games today. The Pac-12, the Arizona loss yesterday was a shocker, but the Pac-12 goes absolutely over. They were 1-8 in the bowl season. They only had three teams qualify for the NCAA tournament, and two of those were, play-in games. Man, that's an awful year athletically for the Pac-12, Bill.
It really is. And, I thought it was surprising when, leading up to Selection Sunday, there was talk that there might only be one Pac-12 team. Well, there probably should have only been one Pac-12 team, just because you have to have one from a conference. So you're wondering. It's as though the Pac-12 has become such a finesse league in all sports, is what it looks like.
Bill Cameron joining us here today. Bill, what are you hearing from the spring practice field over at Auburn?
Well, I mean, they've had four practices, and of course, as much as we get to find out about everything, there was no media access after the fourth practice. So, all we've heard thus far is what some of the players are saying. They like a couple of young running backs, Ubi Whitlow and Asa Martin. A lot of talk about the young offensive linemen, Rodarius Ham, who this last year with leukemia, Tayshaun Manning, who's moved over from defense, and Austin Troxell, who redshirted last year. I mean, those three guys are getting some mention. I think everybody expects J.B. Grimes to try to come up with an offensive line. If they come up with an offensive line, the team ought to be pretty good. I don't see why they'll be a whole lot less talented than a year ago, because a lot of other talent comes back. But really it's too early. They haven't scrimmaged yet. They won't scrimmage until Saturday after they get back from spring break.
Well, ESPN 106.7, the drive this afternoon leading into Auburn basketball, which tips off 6:27 tonight. Give us a key, Bill. Auburn wins and advances if?
Auburn wins and advances just if they get into the flow and hit some shots. I think if they get off to a decent start. Lately, they've been doing that, dig themselves a hole, try to come from behind. I think if they get off to a decent start and just have some confidence that they'll be in pretty good shape against the College of Charleston, because Charleston's not a deep team either. Auburn with 8 players, Charleston really only plays 7.
Right.
So I think it's a pretty good matchup for them if they can do that. Yeah, it's a pretty interesting weekend. We've got Auburn-Alabama softball and Auburn-Texas A&M baseball going on at the same time as the basketball. So there are going to be a lot of folks at ball fields with watching their phones and headsets on.
Appreciate you, Bill. Thanks so much, man.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, my man. Always good to check in with Bill. Cameron here today on our Dreamland Barbecue Guest Hotline.